I jump off the rock and frantically run toward the direction of the car. I step over a barbed wire fence, pushing myself between trees, breathing hard, trying to get as far as I can from the river. But I fall to my knees. I look up. Luckily, I'm near the car. Carlos, I whisper. Where are you? There is no reply as I look in every direction. Carlos! I call out desperately, but there is complete silence. A sense of emptiness surrounds me, and I don't care for the Galinas River anymore. I get in the car and sit on the driver's seat, wondering if this is really happening to me. It can't be. I squeeze the steering wheel with both hands, realizing that Carlos is probably trying to scare me. I'm about to get out of the car to find him, when something catches my eye. Just on the other side of the bridge is a woman, below a flickering light pole. She stares in my direction. A chill runs down my back as I quickly reach over, lock the doors, and jump over to the back seat. My hands start to shake. As I try to find what courage I have left, I take a deep breath and slowly peek over the seat. And there she is, next to the car, with her long black hair covering her face, a mud spatter on her white gown. I gasp, fall to the seat and cover my face in my hoodie, pulling my knees against my chest in a fetal position, keeping my body completely still. I close my eyes, hoping that this is all a dream, but as I hide like a coward, the car starts to move back and forth with a sudden coldness in the air. I'm about to scream when I hear her voice.
Where are my children?
She whispers. I hold my breath for a moment.
Mijito! Mijito!
She cries.
Where are they?
I keep my eyes shut, praying to the God that she didn't see me or force herself into the car. I don't move, which seems forever. But to my surprise, the car stops moving as I hear her feet dragging away. I stay still for a moment, but then I look through the window. I see nothing. No woman, and no Carlos. Only a jingle next to the steering wheel. You turn around. The car keys are in the ignition. I crawl over onto the seat, anxious to drive away, about to start the car, but I'm startled by a loud, agonizing scream. I cover my ears as I hear it again. A horrible, painful scream. I cringe while I reach for the keys and start the car.
Boy!
It's Carlos, my stepfather.
Help me, boy!
I hate when he calls me that. As tears run down my face, I put the car in drive to another loud, disturbing scream. But all I can think about is my dad and how he taught me to drive before he died.
Wait for me!
Carlos begs. I drive away to the sound of death outside the car, knowing I'll never return to